This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
I got a buddy. His name is JoJo. He and his partner Lily. They do a radio show in Altoona, Pennsylvania. They decided they would go over there and go to Punxsutawney.
Okay.
To do the radio show. And the last night, in the middle of the night, when I woke up this morning, there was a text on my phone that just said, "Don't ever come here."
Here, bring this up. Let's do it.
Help me.
Already. Help. Already it starts.
These people are so drunk.
Is that what goes on in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania on the overnight before a Groundhog Day?
Yes, on Groundhog Eve, they drink at least a fifth.
Wow.
And then they come out here. It's 12 degrees right in the middle of the woods, and they're getting all nuts, and just it's just insane.
Do you want me to take my shirt off?
Oh, get away from me. Get away from me. I'm telling you, Rick, it's nuts.
So how long, when did you get there?
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
I love Groundhog Day.
Thank you.
2 o'clock in the morning, and there's people, and all there really is to do in this town is drink. Is that correct?
So yeah, there's a whole crowd of people. You're not supposed to have any liquor. I'm pretty sure everybody has liquor. Some of them are on the stage. There's lots of dudes in top hats. There's school buses dropping more people off right now. Actually, they don't even have school today in Punxsutawney. That's how big this holiday is for this town.
So when those kids grow up and they really are undereducated as a result of this nonsense.
All the Groundhog Days of school they miss are going to cost them in the future.
An entire grade.
Yes.
Hey, do they is the town like filled with groundhog crap? I mean, are there slippers and salt and pepper shakers and junk like that?
Yeah, and for some reason, if you want to buy anything, you have to give all your real money into them and get like poker chips. It's the only currency.
They have like tokens. Yeah. Do you think they really believe this stuff?
No, I think they just want an excuse to take the day off and drink.
Damn, dude, it is loud behind you.
Yeah, I told you, it's a huge party in the middle of the night in the woods.
That's actually kind of creepy, like out of Deliverance. A couple of hillbillies, middle of the woods.
Yeah, it's redneck, rodent, Woodstock.
Sounds great. And then they highbrow it because they're all wearing those silk top hats.
Now it just started snowing. Great.
Oh, awesome. Enjoy your day. Hey, do you speak any of this Groundhog Ease, the official language?
No, you have to be, like, certified for that.
There's a class?
Yeah, there's a special Groundhog Ease class that you have to pay for in poker chips.
Get from Rosetta Stone. I got you.
Yes.
Listen, JoJo, thanks for taking a minute with us, man.
You got it. Happy Groundhog Day. Must be nice to be in civilization.
Yeah, put your head down. See ya.
Bye.
I still want to do it once.
You should, man. You should.
Just once.
Yeah. Don't let that guy detour what
you
want to do.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. I remember, when was it when we actually called? I remember we called the Groundhog, like the Groundhog website, the phone number.
Yeah.
Hey, Marianne, it's Rick Rumble calling from FM 99 Radio down in Virginia. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Listen, I was on the website. We're getting ready for our own big, spectacular Groundhog Day celebration. And I was on the website, and it said sponsorship opportunities are still available.
Okay, which website were you on? You're probably on for the events coordinator, right?
Yeah, the Groundhog Day February 2 website, yeah.
Okay, all I can do is give you her voicemail. She'll be back in. She's out right now.
Marianne, what do you think the chances are that I could just put one of our bumper stickers on the actual groundhog?
On the groundhog?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because they're not real sticky. I don't think it would like get all stuck in his fur and whatnot, but it would look great, and we'd be willing to pay, I mean, up well over $100.
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that part. I'm with the souvenir shop.
Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, what kind of souvenirs you got?
Oh, we've got a ton. Go on to groundhogstuff.com. We have over 300 souvenirs on there.
Oh, awesome. Can I get one of those top hats?
We have a plastic top hat. We don't have the real ones.
That's okay.
That's the Inner Circle members have that. But
yeah, I know. You got to be in that special baby eating club.
You coming into town for this, or?
It has been a lifelong dream to come into town. I can't get into town, but we're going to follow it live, and we're actually going to recreate it in our parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Looking excited about that. All right, let me have the sponsor chick, if you don't mind.
Hey, hold on 1 minute, please.
Thanks a lot. It's Mary Ann. Yeah.
She runs.
Got a plastic hat, if you need it.
I am in the market.
Arcatone, record your message. When you have finished recording, press pound.
Hey, Katie, it's Rick Rumble calling from FM 99 Radio down in Virginia. I realize it's late notice, but we saw on your website that there's still sponsorship opportunities available, and we were wondering what it would cost to either put a sticker right on the groundhog or take it to an inner-city barbershop and have our call letter shaved into it. If you could get back to me, I'm at 757-366-9900. Just let me know. All right, thanks. Bye. There ain't no
yellow mountain we can climb. Yeah.
I'm a little groundhog, furry and round. Yeah. You may see me pop out of the ground. When I see my shadow down, I'll stay. 6 more weeks of winter's on its way.
Yeah, baby.